Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plane Talk. With the girl that gets travel insurance when she flies long distances, but the Vikings did not. They had 100 people on their dragon ships. That was 1,000 years ago, and they had no travel insurance whatsoever.
No travel insurance.
They just pull over wherever they wanted and just take what they needed.
Huh.
Although, them Vikings, they...
Yeah. Well, it's like the Titanic didn't even have enough lifeboats for everybody on
that. I know.
On their journey.
And it's like, did they advertise that? First come, first served?
And I bet those people didn't have travel insurance either.
I bet they didn't either.
I did buy travel insurance, I think, both on the Italy trip I took and on the New Zealand trip last year. And I was glad we bought it on the New Zealand trip because we had to change our flight more than once. And the last time we changed it, our flight was a lot more expensive than the original one was. And because it was our choice to change it, I had to file a claim, and I did get reimbursed.
I was just thinking about, we bought the airline travel insurance. We didn't buy anything else. The airline insurance on for our trip to England this summer. Mm-hmm. And it was $100. The tickets were like $800 and some, which was really good round trip
that
to England from Manhattan, Kansas.
That's real good.
But we bought the travel, or I guess it's travel insurance, for the airline tickets. And because being that far out, and with God
you
only knows what can happen. And so, but I don't even know what qualifies. Can I file a claim if I cut my finger? I mean, is there a whole list of things? Do you have to have an amputated leg before you get to call it off?
I think there is a whole list of things. Ours was weather related, and that's why we were able to. You know, it was beyond our control. Obviously,
sure.
There was a hurricane. There was, or a cyclone is what it was called.
Right, in New
and
Zealand.
So in New Zealand, and so we couldn't fly in at that time. So that we were able to very easily get an insurance claim filed. And
you know, I think this, we fly from Manhattan to Dallas and then do nonstop from Dallas to London. It's like, well, not too many things can go wrong.
Well, you wouldn't
on that
think.
Flight. Yeah.
Now, last year, when we were supposed to fly to Dallas and then fly to New Zealand,
Dallas,
and they had an ice storm in
Dallas
the first time.
Right.
So
well, this
we
is August, so
later.
I doubt if they have the ice storm.
But I wouldn't think you'll have an ice
storm. I've had my share of thunderstorms in Dallas, though, that have delayed flights.
You never know. Well, I have some ridiculous insurance claims by vacationers that are kind of funny to listen to. You know, you buy insurance before going on vacation, and an insurance company in Britain compiled this list of the most ridiculous travel insurance claims made
by
vacationers.
I'm going to write these down so I don't use any of those. So when I'm trying to collect.
Okay, a vacationer whose false teeth fell out while he was throwing up over the side of a cruise ship. So he got seasick.
Right.
And he was throwing up over the side of the cruise ship.
So he's trying to get new teeth out of the deal?
And his false teeth fell out. He put in a claim to his travel insurers for new dentures under lost baggage. Now, it doesn't say here whether or not he was paid. Some of these do say whether or not they went ahead and paid them.
You know, I would think if I'm in that place and this guy calls, it's like, okay, Bob, is this you? Bob.
Yeah, it's just a joke,
is
right?
Is this Bob's brother-in-law?
Right.
Is
You'd
this
almost
a
feel
joke,
so
right?
sorry for this guy, you know, that he was sick on his vacation and then lost his teeth, that you'd probably just say, yeah, you know what, we'll pay for this.
No. I don't even know how much a set of dentures costs nowadays.
I don't either. No. Two vacationers filed a claim for damage to the paint of their car after it was licked by a herd of cows.
Damage the paint? That's a heck of a licking bunch of cows. That was probably that big scrape down the side.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then they said, oh, the cows did that.
The cows did
that. They licked on it.
Two children buried their parents' camera in the sand to prevent it from being stolen while they went swimming. Then they couldn't remember where.
I figured that. Yeah.
It doesn't say whether or not they were paid for this. A young British traveler, distracted by the appearance of a group of women in bikinis, broke his nose when he walked into a bus shelter in Athens, Greece.
And he filed a claim on that?
And the insurance company paid for the hospital bills.
Well, we always are very careful when we go overseas to make sure that our insurance transfers. And quite honestly, now that we're both on Medicare, I don't know if it does or not.
Yeah.
But I would not go without buying insurance that I...
Health insurance, that,
yeah,
medical insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because, I mean, if you get sick there, it's like, well, Mm-hmm. You know, it's no different than being sick here in the United States.
When we were in Italy, my cousin was with us, and she slipped on the sidewalk and fell real awkwardly outside of the Vatican. And we thought, oh, no, we are going to spend the rest of the afternoon in some Italian hospital where, and my daughter spoke just a little bit of Italian, you know, could get by. But we just, I was just flashing through my mind thinking, oh, my gosh, luckily she was fine.
It's like, but get up,
she
get
fell,
up.
That's pretty much the way we were. But she fell pretty hard.
A friend of mine a week or so ago, he was going to go to the, is going to the Caribbean, and he has a heart issue. I mean, it's not like he's a walking heart attack.
But right, but has
went
had
to the doctor,
past,
was getting a checkup before he went, and the doctor said, well, you seem fine, but if you have any trouble, do not go to the hospital. Go to the airport, get on a plane, and fly back to the United States. Do not go to the local hospital.
Really?
And I thought, wow, that's great advice, because it's like, first of all, you may or may not have insurance. Number two, they may or may not really know what they're doing
what they're
there.
Doing.
And
wow.
his advice was, get on an airplane, don't go to the hospital.
Don't go to the hospital. Well, a couple on their vacation in Malaysia returned to their room to find that monkeys had stolen their clothes and scattered them all across the neighboring rainforest. Their insurance company fortunately paid their claim so that they could get new clothes. Can you imagine, though, trying to explain this to the person on the insurance?
Monkeys
yeah,
everywhere.
Monkeys stole our clothes.
Stole our clothes one night when we were out in the bars.
Yeah, clothes were stolen. A family's camping vacation in Wales was ruined when a parachutist from a nearby airbase landed on their tent and destroyed their equipment. I guess, luckily, they weren't in the tent.
What kind of equipment would you have?
I don't know. They were camping. I mean, supplies, I guess, and stuff. But their insurer rejected their claims, would not pay for that.
Well, how much equipment can you destroy jumping on a tent? I mean, great, you break the poles of the tent, but it's like most tents aren't that expensive. So, you know, I would think it's people who have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I mean, to go to all that trouble of filing a claim for a $200 tent, I don't know.
Well, I guess it was worth a try. If you bought the travel insurance, you probably think, well, it's worth a try.
Your time is worth nothing.
Yeah, true.
If your time is worth nothing.
A skier who arrived in an alpine resort only to find there was very little snow claimed for the cost of the new skis she had bought before leaving Britain, but her claims were rejected. It's like, well, I thought I was going to ski, and now I'm not going to get to ski and spend all this money.
The big lift, I'm not going to say the name of the company because I get it wrong, but there is a company that owns most of the large ski resorts in the United States. And about 10 years ago, they started with annual passes. And they were, and the industry was like, oh, you can't do that. It's going to break you. And they found out that more people would buy the annual pass and really not ski that much more than they did otherwise. A few people would.
Right.
But there would be people who didn't. The
majority
also.
Of people probably
but
don't.
But here was the big thing. People bought them before ski season. And I just read this article about a month ago. They have like 80% of their gross for the year before the season even starts. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't snow.
Never snows.
They still have their money ahead of time. And since then, most everybody's gone to these Epic Passes. Well, that's a brand, actually. But they've gone to these passes because they get their money up front, whether it snows or not. So it's like, and it ended up changing the industry hugely.
And finally, here's a vacationer in Sri Lanka who needed hospital treatment after a coconut fell on her head while she was reading in the shade below the coconut tree. She was using the coconut tree for shade. Her insurer did cover her medical expenses from that coconut.
Well, it would hurt pretty badly if you get whacked with a coconut.